But don't make friendship with angry people, because you'll learn how to be angry that way. And secondly, you will find a snare or a pit you'll fall in, just as sure as you're living. Don't do that. What does the Lord of heaven give us as a way to live, a way of real friendship as we live upon this earth? I'll be able to finish this lesson as we go along in a week to come, because Jesus, the ideas of people in the season of the year, think of Jesus during this time. We don't know exactly when Jesus was born, but aren't we glad that he was born? And for that fact, when people say he's the reason for this season, they're really mistaking that. I want to X out this season. He's the reason for all seasons, if he's the reason at all. Oh boy. Thank you for the Lord for coming to us and helping us. He came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. You know, sometimes in life we find difficulties and troubles. Angry people are angry with others, and they have difficulties and they spread them on us. What should we do when that takes place? Our Lord Jesus said, walk a second mile. He said, give the coat and the cloak also. He said, this is the way that God will bless you, and you'll be a blessing to the lives of others around you. Go the second mile. Give the coat and the cloak also. If he asks of you, turn him not away. We can change many lives as faithful Christians of the Lord, serving his right way, because we want them too to enjoy an abundant life. Not just life, but an abundant life. When we want that for a husband or a wife or children or our neighbors or our fellow co-workers, the fellow people that we play golf with or we play ball with or we go to the games with, when we want them to have the more abundant life, we talk differently around them. We try to lead them toward the Savior. We're wonderful examples to them. And someday, Peter says, they'll ask a reason of the hope that is in you. They'll ask you to use your reasoning that God gave you to tell them why I'm not like other people. And when they make a change in their lives, they'll say, I want this Lord too. I want this Savior also. I want to be baptized into Christ and begin to live that new life with him. With his help, I can live that new life. I've learned already, without him, I cannot live this new life at all. And so it is that I'll choose that. Once I find that to be a blessing to my life, the Lord in my life, and I tell others that good story. Peter says in 1 Peter 4:4, others will think it strange of you that you don't continue to run with them to the same excesses and rites that you used to. We used to go out with us on Friday and Saturday night. We used to tie one on. We used to get rip-roaring drunk, and we used to drive down the road like maniacs, and you don't do that anymore. They'll think it's strange of you that you don't run to the same excesses and rites. But maybe they'll ask that question of the hope that is in you. And you'll be answering it as a mature Christian with meekness and fear. You won't be answering it in a rough-housing way, a rough manner, ugly manner, a kind of a dog-eat-dog kind of manner. But you'll answer them with respect. You'll answer them with reverence and godly fear. And so it is that they'll see a good answer, a good help. They'll look in their Bible and say, you know what? That's the way Paul was converted. That's exactly. He wasn't saved on the road to Damascus in Acts 9. He went into the city in Acts 22 and was told to rise and be baptized and wash away your sins. The water is ready and prepared. Clothing is available for you. Today's the day you can be in that new life, and that's what God intended for us to reason and do. Begin that new life with him today. As we stand together and sing a word of encouragement, won't you come to Jesus as we stand and sing.